Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Roberts. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larville Blanks. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, John Henry Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Rangers. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Sample reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sample scores. It's 2-0, Rangers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Ellis moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is walked intentionally. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg strikes out. Two outs. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sample takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 2-1, Rangers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Sundberg moves to second. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sample hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Rangers. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Norman pinch runs for Larval Blanks. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norman moves to second. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Sample is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelson Norman now playing shortstop. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch runs for John Ellis. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Kern now pitching. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colburn takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Jim Morrison pinch runs for Mike Colburn. Mike Squires pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires bunts towards the mound. Kern juggles the ball. That's an error on Kern. Pryor scores. Morrison goes all the way around to score. Squires moves to third. It's Rangers, 3. White Sox, 3. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-to-3, White Sox. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Junior Moore. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Milt May now catching. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sundberg takes first base on ball 4. Pat Putnam pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Ed Farmer now pitching. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. LaRue Washington pinch runs for Pat Putnam. Al Oliver pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Rangers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. LaRue Washington now playing third base. Al Oliver now playing center field. Buddy Bell now playing shortstop. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Wayne Knorr. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. Horta moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Sample settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Pryor scores. Squires moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to third. Bannister moves to second. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Billy Sample. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farmer, and towards Pryor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.